Cameroun.
Oui, Monsieur le Président, plus on est en train de traiter cette question, plus vraiment j'ai des difficultés personnelles. Vous savez, on va jusqu'à éliminer une réunion statutaire. C'est au-delà de gains d'efficience. Ce n'est pas plus les gains d'efficience qu'on cherche là. Mais on a déjà pris la décision d'éliminer une réunion statutaire du comité exécutif. Bon, maintenant, on est en train de demander au secrétariat d'aller au-delà dans la recherche de gains d'efficience. Vraiment, je suis perdu. Je sais que bon, j'ai des discussions, pas seulement avec le secrétariat du Codex, mais avec d'autres secrétariats au sein de la FAO. Les gens sont plus ou moins saturés en termes de recherche de gains d'efficience. Bon, nous étions en train d'essayer de pousser la question ou bien de demander au gouvernement hôte, le gouvernement qui héberge des comités, de prendre certaines de ces activités, de ces possibilités de gains d'efficience en main. Bon, je ne voulais pas parler au nom du secrétariat, mais la tendance ici est de pousser davantage le secrétariat à fond. Je ne sais pas où on pourra aller et jusqu'où seront nos limites pour pousser, etc., jusqu'au dos au mur. Il faudrait vraiment qu'on y réfléchisse parce que si nous avons déjà pris la décision d'éliminer une question, une réunion statutaire, ça n'a rien à voir avec le gain d'efficience. C'est autre chose. Ça veut dire que nous voulons faire des économies sur le travail que nous devons faire nous-mêmes. Je ne comprends pas. Je crois qu'il faudrait vraiment prolonger la réflexion là-dessus. Je vous remercie.
Thank you, Cameroon. I think the example given of countries' obligations is very true. Country agreeing to host a subsidiary body, there are some financial obligations. And as explained by the Secretary, some of the countries are not meeting these financial obligations. Instead, some of those obligations are again borne by the Secretariat. So this is what we are saying. We should encourage the host countries to meet their obligations, and that will make some savings on the part of the Secretariat. So we are not really saying the Secretariat should find the other means, saying what is already statutory should be honored. And then, Canada, you had a statement, a sentence on that?
Just as a proposal, the Executive Committee encouraged Secretariat to continue to explore additional efficiencies in the operation of Codex, including the contribution of host countries.
That is fairly general, but again, there is this very specific observation that some countries, the host countries, are not meeting their obligations. And we need to find ways of telling them to meet their obligations. Canada?
We had felt by including the contribution of host countries as an area to be would help with that. Again, because of the importance of the contributions that the host countries make, we didn't want to be too aggressive or critical. But it gives the opening for the Secretariat to explore that further.
Are we all comfortable with that sentence?
Can you ask her to read it, dictations?
Could you come again, but rather slowly, please?
Yes. The Executive Committee encouraged the Secretariat to explore additional efficiency in the operation of Codex, including the contribution of host countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got it? think that covers Cameroon, maybe?
Si elle pouvait être plus explicite, peut-être que est-ce que c'est efficiency saving ou bien efficiency d'une manière générale? Parce que ça parlons d'un point précis, efficiency saving. Donc s'il faut, peut-être qu'il faut être un peu plus précis là-dessus. Oui, merci.
I could even say budgetary efficiencies. Yeah, it's budget.
Maybe I would rather be comfortable with efficiency savings.
Yeah, but when you are talking of savings and we are talking of budget, I hope we are really meaning budgetary savings, efficiencies in savings. So I think the statement seems to be quite clear and to the point. And Vice Chair Karen will be the last person. I'm sorry, and we have to move on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I understand the instinct for delicacy on the part of the Canadian delegation, but my reading of that sentence, that the sense of the debate that we had will be lost on the Commission, that perhaps if you could separate that into two different sentences and be somewhat more explicit, you're seeking greater contribution or more effective contribution by host countries in their support of hosting of subsidiary bodies. I mean, I think the phrase as it is attached to that sentence doesn't convey the meaning that you hope to do, almost an excess of delicacy. Now, I understand that answering this requires more discussion of this point, and we need to wrap it up. But I don't believe that the intent of Canada's intervention will be carried by that sentence. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I think it is a sensible proposal to split into two sentences.
Vice Chairperson, do you have a suggestion on your table?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, my suggestion was to split that sentence, Canada's sentence, into two sentences and expand slightly suggested language, something like host countries are encouraged to do everything to meet their obligations when hosting subsidiary meetings of subsidiaries. That doesn't point fingers, but it makes the point that, as the Secretariat informed us, a failure to meet obligations in some cases is, in essence, a hidden drain on the Codex budget that we hadn't been aware of, and I dare say the Commission as a whole is not aware of. If the can agree to that or give a version of it, that's my suggestion.
Thank you, Vice Chairperson. Maybe the Secretary can try to remodel it. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I try to propose two sentences in the line suggested by the Vice Chair Halbach. In the first sentence, I would, however, propose to use the term efficiency savings because this term is widely used among the budget people in international organizations, and they understand very quickly what it means. The first sentence would read as follows. The Executive Committee urges the Codex Secretariat to continue to explore additional efficiency savings in the operation of
the Codex program. Codex program, full stop. The second sentence would read as follows. The Executive Committee encourages host government of subsidiary bodies to fully meet their obligations in conjunction with the operation of these bodies, including documentation. Full stop. So there will be two sentences. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And that catches the 2 points. And that brings us to the end of our discussion on that. And Secretary, can you take us to the next discussion point, please? Pragmatic considerations beyond 2006-2007.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With pleasure. We have still two sub-items remaining under current agenda item. One is the programmatic considerations beyond 2006 and 2007 that are described in paragraph 16 through paragraph 22. And the last element is the report from FAO and WHO on their activities in support of Codex, which is presented in document INF/10. So let me start with the program actions beyond 2006 and 2007. We, as the representatives from FAO and WHO, have mentioned, the FAO are not the exceptions facing the difficult budgetary difficulties currently. More or less, many organizations operating in the United Nations systems are now prone to the uncertainties on financial and budgetary situation, not only for the current biennium, but for the foreseeable future. The Codex Secretariat is servicing currently 2 commission sessions and 4, up until now, 4 sessions of the Executive Committee. Including these, we are organizing a total of Codex sessions in 1 biennium. And what we could say that the Codex Secretariat is doing its best, but it represents only a critical minimum necessary basic operation of the Codex program. You may have noticed it by the delays in getting Codex documents, especially trans. And in a way, we may not be able to respond to the requests from member countries, not only through the committees, but on an ad hoc basis by a request by email and so on. Actually, we are not in a position to reply to the queries coming from Codex contact points and observer organization in a prompt way due to the lack of resources and human resources as well. Maybe some very good thing may happen in the near future, and we may have a very comfortable level of budget for the next biennium so that we can continue to meet the expectation of member states, including the annual sessions and biannual sessions of the Executive Committee. However, we could also anticipate a more pessimistic scenario under which the Codex budget will not increase or may indeed be cut further. Of course, we can only count on the good scenario and not to look into the bad scenario. This is your choice. However, the Codex Secretariat is suggesting that the Commission may wish to have another look at the current session arrangements that includes the annual session of the biennial session of the Executive Committee. One option would be, or could be, to go back to the biennial session of the Commission and somewhat reduced level of meeting frequencies for the Executive Committee. There may be other saving sources which are not in the site but which can be identified by making further exploration. Such savings could be used to strengthen the capacity of the Codex Secretariat, namely through the increase in the staff resources of the Codex Secretariat, so that we could better serve the member states to be more effective in advising the chairperson and other Codex chairs in the meeting, provide documentation more in a more timely manner, and produce the reports in a more timely manner. And we could also strengthen our ability of communication to the member states, so especially when our means of communications are now being limited to the electronic means. So, of course, there may be other uses of the funds being liberated by reducing the number of Codex sessions. As one member mentioned, now if the Russian language, for instance, is going to become a language of FAO, then the Commission can take a decision to include the Russian as the working languages of the Commission. The decision to include Russian language, for instance, in the FAO language could be taken by the next FAO conference in November 2007. After that point, it is up to the to decide whether or not to include Russian language as a sixth language of the Commission. But, of course, the Commission needs to take such a decision in the light of the financial. So these are some examples of what could be done not in this biennium, but in the next biennium. And it is explained in paragraph 19. The Commission will provide one last chance to come back to the Codex session schedule in 2008 and 2009. Afterwards, the session preparation will have been started and it will be too late to modify whatsoever. Therefore, the recommendation of the Secretariat is set out in paragraph 21. If there is a wish on the part of the Executive Commission that Codex Secretariat, in cooperation with FA and WHO, explores several options and study their implication on Codex work, and in order to discussion at the second next session of the Commission, we could possibly make some studies and prepare different Codex session planning scenarios for 2008 and 2009, including a scenario that includes only one session of the Codex Commission meeting in the next biennium, and a budget level to be expected for the next biennium. And of course, this budget level reflects any negotiation that are going to take place between FAO and WHO. Mr. Chairman, this is the summary of the message which is in the last part of this document. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. Ladies and gentlemen, well, as the Secretary has put it, we have both the merry and the blink picture of our budgetary situations, and we need to take the necessary precautions. We get into a budgetary situation where we need to act, and if we need to act, then we should not be too late to act. So I wish to invite general observations on the presentation by the Secretariat. Is it that the analysis, the explanation by the Secretariat is very clear, or we did not understand, or Cameroon and then Belgium, please? Cameroon?
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je crois qu'on nous demande, le secrétariat nous demande de soutenir deux ou trois actions ici. Bon, la première, c'est de voir si on peut envisager dans un futur immédiat l'annulation des sessions de la Commission dans les années impaires. Et de réduire le nombre de réunions du Codex, notamment le nombre de réunions de la Commission et du Comité exécutif à partir du prochain exercice. Pour nous, nous avons, compte tenu de l'expérience qui court, surtout depuis les deux derniers exercices, où le budget du Codex n'est jamais connu avant le mois de juin de l'année où il doit être mis en exécution. Je crois que, pour être précautionneux sur cette affaire, il faudrait peut-être envisager de laisser la première année libre et considérer donc la deuxième année de biennium. Donc, nous sommes tout à fait d'accord pour voir si, en réduisant si on décide ici de réduire le nombre de réunions du Codex, de voir la commission qui tombe dans l'année impaire du biennium. Mais nous avons besoin de discuter, de prolonger davantage cette discussion quand nous allons regarder le point sur la révision du rôle des comités. Et je crois que ça, c'est une question essentielle. Je crois qu'il risque d'y avoir aussi de longues discussions sur cette question. Mais nous avons besoin de le regarder dans tout ce contexte-là. Bon, maintenant, sur la question de réduire le nombre de quatre réunions du comité exécutif pendant le biennium à trois réunions, ça également, c'est encore difficile à se prononcer, de prendre une décision définitive à cet égard. Parce qu'on ne sait pas ce qui va se passer demain, sincèrement. On peut, comme le secrétariat même a dû le souligner tout à l'heure, on peut, lorsque le budget sera de 2008-2009 sera approuvé, on peut se retrouver avec un niveau de budget qui permette de fonctionner allègrement. Alors, dans ce cas précis, ce serait vraiment difficile de se prononcer au stade actuel des choses. Je militerais plutôt laisser la question en suspens et avoir un peu peut-être en 2007 lorsque nous aurons une idée soit au niveau de la FAO de premières estimations le premier sommaire du programme de travail et budget, peut-être que là on peut commencer à réfléchir. Je trouve qu'il est un peu prématuré de prononcer sur les propositions, bien qu'elles aient un sens par rapport à la situation que nous vivons. Le secrétariat anticipe un peu sur ce qui peut arriver. Tout ce qu'ils ont proposé a une valeur si on se tient compte de ce qui se passe. Mais un autre humble avis, c'est que ça prématuré aujourd'hui de prendre une position définitive là-dessus. Je vous remercie, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Cameroon. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been drawn to my attention that it's coffee time. We have a quick coffee and then maybe we come back refreshed and we continue. And I noticed the Belgian flag and the Vice Chairperson Wim. Okay? Have coffee and we come back 4:30. And from Cameroon and I had the Belgian flag. Please, Belgium, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Monsieur le Président, le dicton dit « gouverner, c'est prévoir ». Donc, je dois remercier le secrétariat de prévoir. C'est preuve de bonne gouvernance. Pour être relativement bref, Monsieur le Président, puisque l'heure tourne et je suppose que vous voulez avancer dans l'ordre du jour, je dirais très brièvement que nous pouvons... partager les scénarios qui sont proposés par Taria, moyennant malgré tout un certain nombre de conditions, je dirais. Je dirais que les décisions de scénario devraient être limitées au biennium 2008-2009 et ne pas déjà prévoir ce qu'il se passera en 2009. La deuxième condition, je dirais, c'est que si effectivement par ce biais des économies sont réalisées, elles soient prioritairement utilisées pour renforcer les moyens du secrétariat. Et troisièmement, je dirais qu'il faudrait que, si le comité exécutif et par après la commission acceptent ce scénario, le libellé soit rédigé de façon précise, de façon à ne pas déjà faire passer un message aux instances responsables du budget que nous avons trop d'argent et qu'ils peuvent nous en supprimer. Donc je crois qu'il est important de bien libeller les phrases de façon à ne pas leur laisser cette possibilité d'interprétation. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Belgium. Then I had the flag of Vice Chairperson Wim.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. These paragraphs, programmatic considerations beyond 06, 07, are somewhat foreshadowing a possibility that in future we may force to go back to biannual meetings. As a matter for clarification, maybe through you I can ask the Codex Secretary what the implications are vis-à-vis proposals in step 5. In the good old days that we had biannual meetings, it is my understanding that the Executive Committee had the power and responsibility to advance proposals from step 5 to 6 that has been withdrawn. So in considering going back to a biannual cycle of commission meetings, what are the implications for step 5 now the Executive Committee is no longer able to move them forward? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Vice Chairman, and maybe the Secretary might wish to say something. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and thank you very much for this question. I would like to provide some reflection on not only what would happen to step 5, but also what would happen to step 1 as well. As regards step 1 is concerned, the decision to take up officially a new work piece, the matter is in the hands of the Commission, which may not have the opportunity to take these formal decisions every year. But we have established practice that the committee, after it has proposed to start a new work, is not bound to do anything before the formal decision at step one is taken. On the contrary, task force and committees can start work, including the reading of the documents, provided that the commission will agree to that proposal at a later stage. And of course, if the commission does not agree to that proposal, any work needs to be abandoned immediately. Understanding and current practice, the reduction and of the commission's frequency will not severely impact the management of step one decisions. And of course, this, especially in the light of the fact that the executive committee is conducting critical review, and to the extent that the view of the executive committee is valued by the commission when taking step one decision. So this is the first remark. The second remark, when the FAO and the WHO conducted the joint evaluation of Codex in 2002, one of the proposals that came from the evaluation team was to simplify Codex evaluation procedure from 8-step procedure to 5-step procedure. And eventually, this proposal was not supported by the Commission, and the Commission preferred to retain 8-step procedure. However, if you look at the list of documents that are submitted for step 8 this year, you may notice that a number of committees have chosen to forward texts at step 5 and 8. This means that although the Commission has decided to keep step 8-step procedures, but in practice they are proposing steps 6 and 7 to accelerate the case. This means that if the committee chooses to work well on a given text before it reaches step 5, it can be sent to the commission for final adoption at step 5 and 8. So this would have the same effect as having reduced the step 8 procedure to step 5 procedure. So if the committees are willing to pursue this tendency in the future, the reduction of the frequency of the commission may not speed down the standard setting process of them. Another option would be to give the power back to the exec committee to adopt standards at step 5, which may or may not require amendments to the rules. But this is another option. So these options could be also included in the Secretariat analysis paper, which we are willing to prepare for the next session if the Exec Committee wishes. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that explanation. And Mexico, you have your flag up. Mexico, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. En realidad tenemos una pregunta en lo referente a las que se proponen por la Secretaría, específicamente referente al periodo de sesiones de la Comisión bianuales y lo que señalan los estatutos en el artículo 6 en periodo de sesiones. Quisiera que la Secretaría nos explicara muy bien estos cómo empatan.
Thank you, Mexico. Amendments in the statutes. In the statutes.
Thank you very much. Rule 6 of Rules Procedure states in its opening paragraph that the Commission shall, in principle, hold one regular session each year at the headquarters of either FAO or WHO. Indeed, this is a provision that remained unchanged since the inception of the Codex program. However, as a matter of fact, when the commission was created in 1960s, the commission held yearly sessions in 63, 64, 65, until 66. There was no session in 67, but it resumed annual session in 68, 69, 70, 71. But starting in 1972, the commission started to hold one every 2 years. Because there is a qualifier, in principle, holding biennial session is not considered as in direct violation of the rules, but it is giving the commission to retain certain flexibility to schedule its sessions. So this is the explanation I can offer on that point. Thank you.
I see Mexico is comfortable, and seeing no other flag, then we need to look. I think we are in Canada.
The proposals appear to orient primarily around the sessions of the Codex Commission. Would it be considered by the Secretary that part of the review could also include the other subsidiary bodies? So perhaps looking at the subsidiary bodies to see if perhaps sessions could be held every year and a half instead of every year, as an example. Some of the committees meet on an annual basis.
Thank you, Canada. That's a good observation, and I'm sure in our recommendation we'll ask the Secretary to also consider that. Seeing no any other flag on general comments, can we then look at the recommendation in paragraph 21, and we have to formulate our recommendation to the Commission in line of what the Secretary has given in paragraph 21, and also taking into account the comments by Cameroon, Belgium, and Canada. And as it has been put by the Secretariat, we would ask or recommend to the Commission to ask the Codex Secretariat in cooperation with WHO Secretaries to explore several options and study the implications on Codex work. And in order to facilitate discussions on this matter at the 30th session, the Commission may wish to request the Secretariat to consider different Codex session planning scenarios, and this will include both Commission, Executive, and other subsidiary body committees for the year 2008 and 2009, and at the budget level to be expected for the next biennium. So that will be our recommendation to the Executive Committee in respect of this discussion. Okay, much, and that concludes that part. So, so we now go to item 7. Sorry, Vice Chair Karen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A very quick question of clarification. Can we ask that the Secretariat or the report reflect when the Secretariat's report will be presented to Codex and in what forum? To an executive committee meeting? At what, when? I think that clarification would help. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vice Chairperson. The report is to facilitate discussion in the 30th CAC, which means it has to be available before the 30th CSC, and of course it has to be available in the executive committee meeting prior to the 30th CSC. Okay? Is that clear? Vice Chair Person Wim?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, I fully support this proposal, and we look forward to a document secretariat. Mr. Chairman, everything goes back to the question, and that's basically what we have discussed over the last 4 hours. The sustainable funding of the work of Codex. And particularly when we discussed the first part of the document, we got some inside information on the way Codex has to be funded through regular budgets and the like, also following the, the statutes of the parent organization. Might it be possible in a separate document to ask the Codex Secretariat to reflect upon the question on possibilities to work on the sustainable funding of the work of Codex on alternative ways to do it? Let's say we have expressed concern. We are also seeing that the implications, as we have discussed this afternoon, the implications only after that there is confirmation of the budget, and that in fact means that it has implications for the rest of the biennium. And so rocking back and forth, and we have seen it almost every in the recent future. So, Mr. Chair, to get a better understanding of possibilities of sustainable funding, might it be a possibility, and could could we ask that, in all fairness, the Codex Secretary to prepare for a next meeting of the Executive Committee a discussion paper exploring ways for sustainable funding given the rules and procedures of both parent organizations or whatever is applicable. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Vice Chair Person Wim, and the Secretary sitting close to me has said yes, he can do it, so we ask the Secretary to do that. Okay, and WHO?
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. I think it should be reflected in the report that this should be done in collaboration with the WHO and FAO Secretariat, since that's where the money comes from. I also note that the previous suggestion, I think, should also be in collaboration between the Codex Secretariat and the FAO and WHO Secretariats, as also stated here in Alinor MO 6299, because or else it doesn't really make sense, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's precisely what we say, that it has to be done in cooperation with the FAO and WHO Secretary.
Yeah, but you didn't say that.
No, I said it. It's in the summary I did.
Fine.
Yeah. Okay, then can we then go to the last part of our discussion on this agenda item, and that is report of FAO WHO budgets for Codex-related activities, and in particular FAO WHO scientific support to Codex, and can I invite either FAO WHO? FAO?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will start, and perhaps my colleague from WHO can also give his opinion. The document INF-10, CAC/29-INF-10, gives information on FAO and WHO budget for in support of Codex, particularly on the scientific advice to Codex during the biennia 2004-2005 and 2006-2007. You recall, Mr. Chairman, that at its 27th session, the Codex Alumni Task Commission requested that information be provided to it, and also the Executive Committee at this last session requested this information to have to get an opinion on the amount of support that FAO and WHO provide to Codex in order to for it to adequately. The document provides contains a table. It's a short document with a table in page 2, on top of page 2, which gives the amounts that have been spent in 2004-2005. So it's an actualization of the information that has been provided earlier for the biennium 2004-2005, and also the provisions for expenditure in 2006-2007. And as you can see, there is a substantive amount of money that is spent on Codex-related activities, and particularly on scientific advice by FAO and WHO in support of the meetings of JECFA, JEMRA, JMPR, and other expert consultations that are that have been conducted in the biennium 2004-2005, and those that are planned already taking place in during this biennium. I'm thinking in particular to the expert consultation on food derived from biotechnology, the antimicrobial resistance meeting or technical expert meetings, the one on biotoxins, on lactoparoxidase, etc. Mr. Chairman, in 2004-2005, there is the column that is related to, which is a joint meeting on pesticide specifications. This is probably the only column that does not really support directly the Codex work. It's more for member countries, and it is being used by other organizations, in particular IPPC. But it is we have included it here because it's part of the scientific advice that is provided by FAO and WHO to member countries, but not necessarily to Codex. But the rest, I have calculated for 2004-2005, we had as much as 2,152,000 that have been spent by FAO on the provision of scientific advice. And in 2006-2007, we have a small reduction here. $1.77 million will be spent on the provision of scientific advice. The difference between 2004 and 2005, as compared to 2006 and 2007, or this reduction, is due to the fact that in 2004-2005 we had an additional contribution from our PVE, that's Program and Budget and Program and Budget Office, that gave us additional money from the arrears. So it's a one-time allocation that we have used to support our work in the provision of scientific advice, and this is why we went up to $2.1 million in 2004-2005. We are back to the normal figures, which is $1.7 million that is spent on provision of scientific advice during the biennium. This is as much as I can say, Mr. Chairman. And I'll like to give the floor to my colleague, with your permission, to compliment.
Thank you. For you, WHO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to point out two minor things here. The first thing is that most of the money here registered under WHO, we still don't know if we have. So this is extra budgetary money. We hope that we will get them, and we hope they will end up in food safety, but we cannot know at this time. This is an estimation. These are the realities when we work in an organization where 75% is extra budgetary. The other thing is that if you want to compare maybe the total cost of scientific advice provided by FAO and WHO, you probably have to double the amount, approximately double the amounts that are here, because this is only activities money. This is only the money that we use to get the experts together and to get the reports printed and to send it out and things like that. the staff costs are not included here. So if you want to have an idea of the total cost, it's approximately double. I think that's the two major items I'd like to say. The third one is that we've mentioned several times also at the last commission meeting and at the last executive board meeting that we are trying to start up new initiatives to get other funds into the provision of scientific advice, because we believe that this is not really sustainable. We have to have funds from other sources, either from donor countries or other sources, to help us provide the scientific advice, because else it doesn't make sense to talk about doing more in Codex, because we are saying all the time that everything should be based on scientific advice. Thank you.
Thank you. And I wish to invite some comments from the floor or observations on the document, on the situation, financial situation in the WHO and FAO with regards to provision of scientific advice. And as we have heard from WHO, most of the funding is extra budgetary. So the biggest question is what will happen if the two organizations are not able to fund them, to find a matching level of funding for the joint activity? That's the issue at hand. I mean, it's being funded from extra budgetary sources. And that was also true for the other expert consultations. Vice Chair Wim, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to make an observation, first of all, I'm very grateful for those founders of providing us with an update on these figures, with the observations made particularly by Dr. Schlund, that it are estimates and that he doesn't have yet the money in the pocket. So that is one observation. So this is still a matter of concern, Mr. Chairman, because yes, indeed, we are, as Codex, we depend heavily, particularly on health-related issues, on the timely advice provided by FAO and WHO. A second observation is, I guess, at least my understanding, that during the first 30-35 years of Codex, we basically were happy with JNPR and JECFA. And in the second half of the 90s, it became also apparent that there was a need, particularly for the Food Hygiene Committee, to get scientific advice, and for that reason the GEMRA was established. My understanding is, if you look what happened over the last several years, and is also most likely for the foreseeable future, that there's an increased demand from scientific advice that cannot be provided by the existing expert bodies. It is more, as here also indicated in note 3, it is more on ad hoc basis, biotechnology, antimicrobial resistance, and the like. And if we then see in the last box in the table, then still there is a considerable difference in the contribution of FAO and WHO. So we say, hey, listen, are they still able to make this joint activity? So as a matter of concern, the whole picture that the resources available are relatively limited to fully support the demands from Codex, and particularly a trend that continue to rely on the work of JECFA and JNPR and GEMRA, but that most likely, certainly if we next week agree upon the establishment, for instance, on the task force on antimicrobial resistance, that also is then an opportunity where the task force certainly will call upon the organizations to provide timely advice. So we see a trend to more ad hoc issues, and the question is whether the FAO and WHO can live up to the expectations of Codex. Two observations from my side, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chair Wim. And FAO, you want to come in again?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be very brief. It's on the sustainability of the support that both organizations are providing to this activity, which is very essential, as we heard from the Vice Chairman, for the work of Codex. Some of you know it already, we have received recently a communication from WHO, for instance, that for 2007 they won't be able to support a JECFA session. So we are under that type of conditions where if the resources are not secured from both organizations on a matching exercise from both, it will be difficult for any organization to proceed with the activity by itself. So it's important that both organizations ensure or secure the necessary funding for these activities from their regular program funds. We know the situation in WHO. They rely very much on extra budgetary funds, which are not always 100%. But it's a situation that is preoccupying us in FAO, and there will be high-level discussion between FAO and WHO at the ADG level to discuss this particular matter. But we are trying to situation and adapt to the situation as it comes. For instance, for the JECFA session, we won't have a JECFA session in 2007, but we will try to put most of the agenda items that are needed for discussion for JECFA session to delay till the session for 2008. We hope to cover the matter in 2008. But this, if it repeats, I think we will be really faced with a very serious difficulty. It's a matter that is under consideration at the highest level from FAO and WHO, and we hope to find a solution for it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, FAO. And then as the executive committee, we might conclude recommend as follows, that we take note of the joint report as provided by FAO and WHO, that is CSC 29th Info 10. And as an executive committee, we wish to express our desire that FAO and WHO maintain adequate budgetary level and develop adequate funding strategies to the activities supporting Codex. That's how we can broadly summarize our discussions on this point. I hope we are all comfortable with that summary. Thank you very much. Then can we go to... Quickly,